Our scripture this morning is Luke 15:12-27. I'll be reading from the NIV. Jesus told them this story. A man who had two sons. The younger son told his father, "I want my share of your estate now before you die." So his father agreed to divide his wealth between his sons. A few days later, this younger son packed all his belongings and moved to a distant land, and there he wasted all his money in wild living. About the time his money ran out, a great famine swept over the land, and he began to starve. He persuaded a local farmer to hire him, and the man sent him into his field to feed the pigs. The young man became so hungry that even the pods he was feeding the pigs looked good to him, but no one gave him anything. When he finally came to his senses, he said to himself, "At home, even the hired servants have food enough to spare, and here I am dying of hunger. I will go home to my father and say, 'Father, I have sinned against both heaven and you, and I am no longer worthy of being called your son. Please take me on as a hired servant.' So he returned home to his father, and while he was still a long way off, his father saw him coming. Filled with love and compassion, he ran to his son, embraced him, and kissed him. His son said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against both heaven and you, and I am no longer worthy of being called your son.' But his father said to the servants, 'Quick, bring the finest robe in the house and put it on him. Get a ring for his finger and sandals for his feet, and kill the calf we have been fattening. We must celebrate with a feast, for this son of mine was dead and has now returned to life. He was lost, but now he is found.' So the party began. Meanwhile, the older son was in the fields working, and when he returned home, he heard music and dancing in the house, and he asked one of the servants what was going on. 'Your brother is back,' he was told, 'and your father has killed the fattened calf. We are celebrating because of his safe return.'"
Thank you, Doris. Some of you may remember, it's been over a year, I think, when we had some representatives from Oak Grove came over and told us about an opportunity to partner with them in a mission project they're doing in Kenya. And we were talking about, I know there's a number of people that had shown interest in going over, but it didn't work out. But we did, as a church, support them monetarily. We sent a gift. Mennonite World Conference was just a couple weeks ago. And Daniel and Margaret were there at World Conference, and Doug Zare, the pastor at Oak Grove, called me up and said, "Hey, we'd love to be able to share Daniel and Margaret with you guys this morning, just as a way that we have been involved in the partnership." So because of that, we are blessed to have Daniel and Margaret here this morning to share. So Daniel, I'd like to invite you forward, and Margaret, if you want to come forward too, I'll say a prayer with you and turn the time over to you. You want to come? You can come up. Dear God, we thank you for bringing Daniel and Margaret to us. We thank you for the opportunity that we had to be involved in the partnership with Oak Grove that stretched across the ocean. And Lord, I pray a blessing over Margaret and Daniel as they bring a message to us, both from their home church and also from your word. So we pray that your Holy Spirit would inspire them and that we would have ears to hear the message they have for us. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Say amen. I want to give my wife to say hello to you before I proceed.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. That's what we say in Kenya. I'm Margaret. I love Christ as my personal Savior. And I thank him because of the fellowship he has given me, the fellowship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And I have enjoyed the walk with God. It has been so refreshing to my life, and I have seen victory in my life, step by step, with him. Receive greetings from the church in Kenya, and our children. We have 5 girls, and they are so lovely, and they send us with greetings. So God bless you as we continue to sit down and listen to the word of God, which is alive, and it will make our hearts to be alive even today. God bless you. Amen.
Thank you so much for inviting us to fellowship with you. Thank you so much, Pastor, the leadership team, for inviting us to come and fellowship with you this morning. We've enjoyed the beautiful singing. So far, we so grateful for the opportunity to fellowship and worship with you. Please allow me to pass our vote of appreciation on behalf of International Impact College. We are so grateful for your generous contribution towards the building of our training facility in Kenya. Thank you, thank you, thank you a million times. God bless you. May the Lord God who sees in secret reward you for your generous support. Thank you so much. Allow me to share the word of God that you have had the reading this morning. And before I do that, it's good I give you my personal testimony. I grew up in a town which is about 40 miles from our capital city, which is Nairobi. That's where I went to kindergarten. I went to secondary school, which you call it here high school. And when I was in first year of high school, my heart was so downtrodden. I had many issues in my life, and I thought there was no need of being alive. Many times I thought it was good for me to commit suicide because I didn't see the purpose of living. And one day, I met a friend of mine that invited me for what they called a crusade. I didn't know what a crusade was. He told me that today we have a crusade. It was on a Sunday. And I went for the crusade. There was a white man that was preaching. And I heard them say his name was Danny Ayala from Mississippi in USA. And he spoke about life eternal. And Jesus Christ who came down from heaven and died because of love that he had for mankind. And that if one would receive him, he would be his personal savior. He would come into his heart and make an abode in his heart. And that Jesus would give him life and peace, joy, and purpose for life. And after he was through with the preaching, I asked him whether he could pray with me to receive this Jesus that he was talking about into my heart. And we prayed together, and I gave my life to Christ and became born again. And for the first time in life, I had peace, something that I didn't know all my life. And I felt there was need also to share testimonies, my testimony, those people that could also be searching for purpose in life. Later, after high school, I began teaching. The Lord called me into ministry in 1990. And from 1991, I joined our church as a full-time church worker. Then 1991 late, I ventured out to go and do church plant in a different community from the community where I grew in. And ever since 1991, December, I've been doing church planting and pastoral work. Currently, I'm overseeing 42 churches in our denomination called Christian Church International. I am also the principal of our Bible School International Impact College. Let's go back to our text today. Our title that we want to reflect on today is Relationship versus Materialism. This story that we have read today in the book of Luke 15 is a familiar story that we have heard it over and over since some of us were in Sunday school or in children's church. But it's my prayer today that the Lord God will use this text to speak to us anew. We will not mention on the elder son. We look at the second son. The Bible says that he went to his father and demanded to be given his inheritance. He did not wait for his father to give it to him voluntarily. He demanded. He says, "Give me the portion of goods that fall to me." He did not care about his relationship with the father. What was more important to him that time was material things, wealth, money, property, money meant all to him than bringing joy to his father. He did not know what could sustain him in life is the blessing that comes from the father and not material goods. He forgot to understand that goods, material possessions, can get finished. But the blessing that father speaks to his son can never. When the goods got finished, he began to suffer want. The Bible records that he got a job of feeding pigs. He had no food. He longed to fill his belly, stomach with the pods that the pigs were eating. That was ultimate indignity for a Jew. The work of feeding pigs was considered ceremoniously unclean. Pigs were not liked by them because it would make one unclean. But he stooped such low because he didn't have another job to do. And all that happened because he did not consider relationship with the father as of importance to him. When I read the account of this son, oftentimes I see how easy it is for me to condemn him and think that he was very wrong, but forget to see how easy it is for me also to focus on things instead of focusing on relationship which the father desires of his sons. And it is the relationship with the father that opens doors for blessing. A wise son would focus on the blessing and not on the material things. Relationship with the father would be of ultimate importance to a wise son. I remember in our country one day, a father laid in hospital. He was very ill and he was about to die. And his children went to see him on his sick bed. And one of the sons thought the father was going to die. And instead of praying that the father would be healed and desiring the father would be out of hospital and get home, this son whispered to the other son, the other brothers, and said, "The old man is soon going and we're going to get wealth." And he started saying, "I'll get this, that land that lies there." But what he didn't know is that the father, though was very sick, he had not lost his hearing sense. And he heard all his son was saying. Miraculously, the father and God healed. And he called his sons together and said, he called him by his name and said, "I heard everything that you said. And I was shocked, my son, to find that you desire my wealth, you desire my property more than my life. And don't matter to you, what matters is wealth." And they said, "I won't give you any of those that you desired." This son forgot that what was important was relationship with the father. It's the relationship with the father that opens door for blessing. And my prayer today, may we seek the father's relationship. May we desire to relate more intimately with our father, because this account is a picture of our eternal and heavenly father and the relationship that he desires with his children. We have another account that will be help us see more light in this account. And that is the account of Jacob in the book of Genesis 27, which teaches us the importance of receiving the father's blessing. The Bible records that Jacob got from his father blessing. He may not have gotten goods or material things. This man Jacob desired blessing so much that he went for it. We may not go to the demerits of the process that he used to acquire the blessing. But it's very important to see the aspect of the importance of blessing to Jacob. When he managed to convince his father, the father spoke words of blessing to Jacob. The Bible records in verse 27 of chapter 27 of Genesis. These were the words of blessing. The father says, "Surely, the smell of my son is like the smell of a field which the Lord has blessed. Therefore, may God give you of the dew of heaven, of the fatness of the earth, and the plenty of grain and wine. Let people serve you, be master over your brethren, and let your mother's sons bow down to you. Cursed be everyone who curses you, and blessed be those who bless you." Jacob, as opposed to the prodigal son, got the blessing from his father. And as you read the account, the story of Jacob, you see how blessing that he got from the father sustained him. Even the face of maybe a presumed attack from his brother Esau. When Esau tried to fight Jacob, he could not succeed because Jacob was under the cover of blessing from his father. The blessings of Jacob's father served as defense. They preserved him where material things could not preserve him. Then defended him against the opposition. That's something that the prodigal son didn't think through. While material things are temporarily blessing from a good relationship with the father is permanent. Permanent. My dear saints, this morning, I pray that all of us that are gathered together today here who desire and go for blessing. And in order to get blessing, we have to start with the right relationship with the Father. People may take away goods. We have had instances where somebody's house in our country was consumed completely by fire. And everything goes with the fire. Documents that are very important, like certificates that one may have acquired in college, they are all burnt. But if one is living under the cover of blessing, then blessing will sustain him. May God help us this morning to go for a right relationship with him, which will open door from blessing from his heart. When you go back to the story of the prodigal son, the Bible says he came to his senses. He came back to himself. He said, I will set out and go back to my father and say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired men. So he got up and went to his father. This young man realized how temporal material things are. He realized what was very important was a right relationship with the father. The day he left home, he demanded. He didn't think his father was important to him. He told him, give me. In other words, he was more preoccupied with the material things and didn't think of his father. But now he came to his senses. He realized how important the father was to him. More than anything else he had. And my desire is, may we always remember that our Heavenly Father carries our blessing. And therefore, a right relationship with him is the guarantee of receiving blessing from him. Let's look at the reaction of the Father, which is a type or shows us how our Heavenly Father responds to us when we turn to him. Bible says, when he saw his son, he was filled with compassion for him. The father didn't remember all the bad things the son had done. The Bible says he was filled with compassion and ran towards his son. And just imagine in our country, an old man running to meet his son, whom by the time he left home, didn't consider him as a father. But now he's running because of compassion to meet his son. The Bible says that he threw his arms around his son and kissed him. Maybe the son thought, when I get home, my father will send me away. My father will call soldiers and they will chase me away. Maybe you tell me there's nothing to inherit in this family because you got all that you had and went away. But the father reacts differently from what the son thought. He comes and throws his arms around his son and kisses him. That is how our Father in heaven is like. He is so merciful. He's so forgiving. He's so loving. So caring. The moment we turn to Him, He does not remind us our past. It's only Satan that keeps on reminding us what we did before we committed our lives to Christ. But our Father in heaven is so merciful, so forgiving, so loving. He does not remind us of how evil we were before we came to Him. That is our Father. Many times, I remember that time when I felt like I didn't deserve to live. I felt I should die. But the Father in heaven felt different. And that's how sometimes we may feel as if we are unworthy. We may feel like nobody loves me. Nobody cares about me. But the Father says different. He says, I love you. He says, I care about you. He says, I am concerned about you. Remember a story we were told by one of our bishops in our country. He said one day he was preaching in a church. And when he was through with the preaching, he invited people to come forward, those who needed prayers. And there was this lady, of Mindo Henge, and she was weeping. And the bishop went down and they asked the lady what the issue was. And the lady says, I am angry. I'm not beautiful. And then the bishop asked her, who said that you are not beautiful? The lady said, my husband says that. And he has said so often that he has also made the elders receive the same spirit. They say, I am not beautiful. Then the bishop said, no, that's not the report from heaven. Satan is the one that would like to oppress us, to bring us down. And what he does is to take away from the Father, so that you will not receive the blessing. The Father is so different. He says, I love you. I care about you. I'm concerned about your future. I'm concerned also about your present. I will heal you. I'll provide to you. Do not run away from me. I care about you. I'm concerned about you. Those are the words of the Father. Many times the enemy will tell us, nobody understands us. But my dear ones, I want to remind all of us today that our Father in heaven understands us. When there's nobody around us to understand me, my Father does understand me. He knows my innermost hearts. He knows my concerns. He knows my future. Even when there's nobody who seems to understand me and to give me a second chance, my Father gives me a second chance. We see the Father giving His Son a second chance. And that's how our Father in heaven is. And that's why He has always desired a right relationship with us. He desires that we will consider Him over and above the things of this world. I see it in our country. I do not know what happens in your country here. This is my second time to visit. And I see it in our country. Sometimes we become so preoccupied with the material things that we forget about our Father. Our Father is so important to us. I'm reminded of a case. A father one time wondered, his wife had died, and he had nobody to stay with him at home. He stayed up country, and his son lived in town. And the son would come occasionally to visit his rural home where the father lived. And the father kept on asking the son that one night, whenever he went home, he would spend a night with him. But the son said always, I'm in a hurry. I have some engagement in town. This one day, the son came home. And the father said, son, I need your company. I want to relate with you today. I want to speak to you. Would you please spend the night with me? I'm lonely. And the son said, father, I'm in a hurry. People are waiting for me in town. We have a meeting, a business meeting with my friends in town. And the father said, son, I need you today. Please don't leave me. The son said, father, I've told you. I'm not going to stay. I have to go to town. And the father said, if you must go and leave me, and I desire fellowship with you, I'll lay down at the entrance of the gate here. And if you must, you'll have to jump over my body. The father lied on the only door that the son had to go through. The son jumped over and went to town. And the father was left weeping because he desired fellowship with his son. Dear ones, this morning, that our Father in heaven feels, he desires our fellowship. It's true, he can live without us. He is self-existent. In theology, we normally say that he is an costicos. He costs all things, he causes all things, but himself was not caused. And he desires fellowship with us today. And as I said, we see it in our country, the desire and the enemy is Satan taking us away from the fellowship of the Father. The Father is calling upon us today that we relate with him intimately because he desires our fellowship. The Son repented. That was the most important thing that he did. Repentance is not just saying, I am sorry. It's more than saying, I'm sorry. Repentance is taking a different route, changing your attitude and your perspective. Not only after you say sorry, you say, Father, I'm not going to do what I have been doing. The Bible says the Father accepted him. He made a party for his found son. People celebrated and were very happy because the son was back. My dear saints, this morning, may we focus more on building a right relationship with the Father than pursuing things that could take us away from him. Let's take him as number one. Bible says, seek first the kingdom of God and righteousness, and all these other things will be added to you. Therefore, the focus is the kingdom of God. May we focus more on building relationship with the Father than pursuing these other things. May we be reminded that only the Father's blessing can sustain us where goods cannot sustain us. Let's be reminded of that. And I want to pray, if please you will, can you all stand and pray? Let's stand on our feet and pray. Father, you created us. We belong to you. And you desire a right relationship with us. You cannot worship yourself. And you created us that we can worship you. Today we come to give you praise. Today we come to worship you. Teach us how to do it the best way. We give you praise for the opportunity to share your word and be reminded of things that we need to hear today. Receive praise and glory, for we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to invite the pastor to continue from there. Thank you so much, Pastor. God bless you.